A Taste of Ireland with Ireland's Blue Book. A romantic collection of Irish country house hotels, manor houses, castles and restaurants. Ireland'sBlueBook.com.
On Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
You're very welcome to A Taste of Ireland. I'm Ed Finn, and this evening I'm delighted to be joined by a very special guest, Michelle Maguire, CEO of Ireland's Blue Book. Michelle, lovely to see you again.
Ed, it's great to be in here with you again this evening. Thank you.
It's been a tough old year, I'd say.
We've had our ups and downs. I think it's been a tough old year for everyone. But we're all out now again. We're dining out. Everyone's getting away to, you know, hotels all around the island of Ireland. So we're moving on.
I know we were chatting last year. What is the Blue Book?
So we're a collection of country house hotels, restaurants, and also some hotels in the cities as well. And the majority of the properties are family owned, small, boutique, special places to stay all around the island of Ireland.
I mean, I've had some lovely experiences, I must say, all around. You mentioned there all over Ireland. A few now that stand out this year. I went up to New Forge House and I did the Mustard Seed and John Edward there and some. I mean, for me, it's interesting because what I loved about it, Michelle, was they're all family run, more or less. And you get stories. It's not something that you get when you stay, I suppose, in what you call a normal type hotel. But it's a whole experience. There's the people that run it. They grow their own food. You know, they've got herb gardens, then they cook the food. The owner, like John, he was the chef there, and it's just such a lovely experience from start to finish.
Yeah,
really.
I agree with you. And New Forge is a very, very special country house in County Armagh. And as we come into the autumn now, Armagh is known as the Orchard County, with all the beautiful apple orchards they have in that county. So John, who's the chef and owner, would source all the produce locally. So yeah, you're looking at that very much that farm to fork philosophy. That's been there for generations in Blue Book houses. It's not new to us, that sustainability story. It's something we've been doing for a very, very long time. Yet New Forge would definitely be one of my favourites. It's one of the smallest hotels in the Blue Book. It's only 6 bedrooms. It's absolutely gorgeous, especially at this time of the year. Nice open fires, nice wine, maybe a few gin and tonics before and perhaps after dinner. So yeah, somewhere very special to go for the autumn and winter.
Yeah, I mean, but again, what you mentioned there, even when I arrived today, was the most beautiful homemade little biscuits, shortbread biscuits. John's wife, she was Scottish, and she was very good with the shortbread. And the tea, it was just so lovely. And as you said, the kind of library there, and walking around the garden with the wildflowers, just lovely.
The
autumn, I'd say, it's going to be amazing.
Fabulous. I think they used to have a pillow menu in New Forge. I'm not sure if they still do that, but it was where you could select what kind of pillow you'd like for your stay. So it's a special place to stay. It's very romantic. It's a quieter country house. So it's not where you're going for a mad party, but it's where you're going to relax with someone for a little bit of time out. So a couple that need a little bit of time away together, maybe a group of friends who want to reconnect, because we've all been separated from our friends, and maybe a little bit of adult time for mums who want to get away together and chat things out. I think a house like New Forge would be perfect for that.
Yeah, and you could see there, I mean, the people that were there were chatting to, like John was chatting to people, you know, and you could see they really love their food. And I think it's a real foodie destination. I mean, not just New Forge, but I think a lot of the properties, it's people that really enjoy that get away from it all, relaxing break, and to really kind of treat yourself.
It is. It's when you go away to a Blue Book house, it's where you take a nice long time over dinner, you order a nice wine, you enjoy the whole experience, you know, you browse the menu and the wine menu, and you really, really treat yourself, because I think we all deserve a little treat after the last 18 months. And there's nothing wrong with that,
of
actually saying, let's treat ourselves. And maybe it's, like I said, girlfriends reconnecting, going away for a spa weekend, spending some time together. Yeah, we definitely deserve it now, let's be honest.
And of course, another one I remember just coming to mind, Wineport during the summer, which was beautiful on Loch Ree. I mean, wow, what a location.
That is just
stunning.
The views there are amazing. I've had breakfast on the balcony there, which is a fabulous way to start any day. But that's the case actually with a lot of Blue Book houses. A lot of these houses were castles, stately homes. So when the aristocracy were building their houses, they did pick the best views. So often in a Blue Book house, you're looking out your bedroom at an absolutely gorgeous vista, and that certainly adds to your stay.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, I mean, when I was chatting to Ray Byrne there, he was telling me the history of the place, you know, where it got the name Wineport, you know, the history of the place, and near all the locks, and there was smuggling went on there and all sorts of great stories. But again, going back to what you were saying earlier, the actual clientele, it's interesting. I mean, I suppose it would be a place for me, as you said, that would be very much a special occasion as well. Mm-hmm. And on that, like the vouchers, you'll be really famous for your Blue Book vouchers. I mean, if I get a Blue Book voucher for Christmas, I'm like, yay, you know, it's up there.
We love to see people using the vouchers, and we're hoping all the way through the winter people will use the vouchers and maybe treat themselves to a gourmet getaway, be it in Limerick, Cork, or in any of our properties in Northern Ireland. There's loads of options over the winter.
Yeah, and of course the city thing as well. People, you know, we talk about country houses and we'll touch on, because, you know, restaurants, castles. But of course, like Limerick, you have Perry Square. Cork, you have Hayfield Manor. Like these are all, I mean, there's a lot of properties that are all city-based as well, like in Derry as well. You know, so that's quite interesting, isn't it? Because it's not.
I think this month is definitely the month to visit Derry. They do Halloween in a big way. So
that's
a very exciting time to visit Derry City. We're lucky we have a historic hotel in the heart of the city, Bishop's Gate. So that's a great base for maybe you're going out to look at the museums, the galleries, perhaps you're going shopping, but you're in the heart of the city. And then if you do want a little bit of the countryside, we have a country house as well, our Tara Country House, out in the countryside. So yeah, city stays are lovely. Maybe combine it with a little bit of country as well. So you could do a night or two in Derry City and then move on to Donegal.
Yeah, wonderful. And our Tara there is very near. Of course, again, you're near Armagh there as well, which, of course, everything in the north is about an hour away, isn't it? The festival is on there at the moment, the Arts Festival, which is another great one. But that would be another, I mean, we were saying that Arta, I mean, that is really nice as well, the fact that they're the location, so you can do Armagh. And I was doing there, and I went to, when I was staying there, I did Navan Fort, which I'd never done before. Fantastic, the history there as well. And I had never really discovered Armagh, and I kind of went in, and it was really cute little city, and I loved it.
There's so much to do in Northern Ireland. I had a fantastic trip there earlier this year. We did the Gobbins, which is a great cliff walk.
Did that as well.
Not on a wild winter's day, but that was something for the summer. Dunarm Castle was fantastic, the Giant's Causeway, and then of course you have the vibrancies of the city as well, be it Belfast or Derry. So there's a huge amount to do in Northern Ireland. I think we just do a little bit of research before you go away on your trip and form the plan. There's some fantastic National Trust properties all around Northern Ireland as well. If you're thinking of planning a trip in the spring, you have Mount Stewart. Is great.
Yeah, I we went filmed there this year. Actually, it was gorgeous.
Absolutely beautiful. So just do a little bit of research before you go away. Find out what's available, what's open, and you can make a really special trip to Northern Ireland.
Yeah, the planetarium there, by the way, is brilliant as well.
Okay, I've not been there. Yeah. Okay, you've caught me out on something.
They've done it all up, and it's fantastic, really, now. And they do these amazing dome where you sit and you look up, it's a dome thing when they play all the planets and they play Holst, and you know, it's just really brilliant. But again, another really nice thing to do in Armagh. I suppose a lot of people will be thinking to themselves as well, you know, how do you get into the Blue Book, or like, how do you apply for it, or, you know, do you get invitation? Or now, I know, I think that is it, isn't it?
Yeah, we get applications from hotels every year to join the collection. And our board of directors meet once a year, they look at where are our customers looking for places to stay? Do we have enough hotels in County Kerry? Do we need another city property? So we really are driven by what our customers are looking for, and we make a short list, and a ballot is sent to all our hotels, the 57 hotels, and you have to be voted in by 75% of them.
Ah, very
so,
good.
Yeah, yeah. But really, we're driven
by democratic.
Very democratic. I know all that involves. We're really looking at what are our customers looking for, the people that have Blue Book vouchers in their drawer that we want them to use, I have to say. What are they looking for? Do we need another hotel with a spa? Is that what people are attracted to right now? Do we need another small country house in Connemara? Mm. So really, that's what drives the new additions.
Brilliant. And the vouchers in the drawer, after COVID now, how does that, I mean, were things suspended?
We do not care how old that voucher is. I mean, we were having great fun all summer with the hotels to see who would get the oldest Blue Book voucher. At the moment, the record is held by someone who got a one from 2005.
Wow.
Okay, it was actually sold sometime in 2004. So really, it does not matter how old it is. We will accept it and we love to see them coming.
Isn't that brilliant? That's great to hear that. So there's no expiry date.
Yeah, no, not a Blue Book voucher.
Very cool. Yeah, that's great.
But so, we would say, look, don't leave them there.
Of course, go away. Of course.
Maybe you don't want to go for a night, but you could always go for lunch somewhere. And I would say to everyone, whatever vouchers they have, it's time for us all to enjoy ourselves a bit. So use them up.
Yeah, brilliant. I'll have to check the drawers when I go home now, just to make sure. I think I have one somewhere. Time to use it. Now, listen, that brings us nicely along to your music choice. Now, you've picked something very nice for your first choice of music this evening, Michelle. Is this got any particular significance for you, Florence and the Machine?
It's really funny. My husband and I used to always go to Glastonbury to the festival.
This
year, like many people, we watched it on TV.
Was this your hippie phase now, was it? Or?
I wish I could say it was back, but it's not that long ago, to be honest. And I just think it's going to be fantastic when festivals are back. And I seen it with my colleagues at work. They were so disappointed when the Electric Picnic was cancelled. And I suppose I picked this song thinking about the festivals that are going to be back next year and that we'll all get back out and enjoy that live music experience. So that's why I picked this song.
Excellent. Florence and the Machine, Michelle, Shake It Out.
Regrets collect like old friends, here to relive your time.
A Taste of Ireland with Ireland's Blue Book, a romantic collection of Irish country house hotels, manor houses, castles and restaurants. Ireland'sBlueBook.com
on Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome back to A Taste of Ireland. My guest this evening is Michelle Maguire, CEO of Ireland's very prestigious Blue Book. Michelle, that was a lovely piece of music there. Shake It Out. One thing I suppose I would love to touch on as well, of course, it's been very challenging. How did it go? I mean, for the properties now, I suppose, was there any casualties? Or, I mean, was it very difficult? I mean, I know there was a lot of supports in play. So I suppose most people seem to have weathered the storm. For hospitality in particular, were affected.
Yeah, we definitely got great support from Fáilte Ireland. And they're the association that really looks after us here. Yeah, everybody had to adapt. But I think there was a great relationship this summer with guests and staff in hotels. There was a feeling that we're in this together and we'll make it work. So in general, I think it was, but we were all nervous. We were a little bit nervous when we opened. There was a lot of extra regulations. You worry about not only your guests, but you're also worried about your staff and their families. So we will be glad when all of this is behind us. But I think we did weather the storm together with our guests as well. Yeah.
And I mean, with all, I suppose, regulations all really from, I suppose, in the 22nd of October, kind of, they're saying kind of everything will be lifted. How is it now? I mean, are people going to be still wary? Or, I mean, how is it going to work? Is it going to be just completely mask free again? Or do people know yet?
I think we're all unsure about that. I think a lot of us are thinking the masks are a bit of a good idea, especially on public transport.
Yeah, no one seems to have the flu anymore.
You know,
anyway.
No one has a cold or that. So it'll be interesting to see how things evolve. A certain amount of hand sanitizer seems to be a good idea anytime. But I think, you know, we're a people industry. We like, you know, that, you know, shaking hands with people and, you know, that has all been gone. So maybe getting back to that more closer contact will be nice for us all mentally. But I really don't know what lies ahead with that. I think it'll probably be a gradual evolution back towards normality.
Yeah. And I mean, are you seeing a lot now I think a lot of people were just really so delighted to get out again and to get travelling again. Is it getting very busy now? Because I think autumn, you know, the country houses, of course, amongst them, lend themselves to sort of beautiful autumnal breaks with crackling fires and, you know, having
They really do. I often think that autumn is our season, and we do a lot of social media, and the photography that we're able to share on social media in autumn is absolutely gorgeous. So you can imagine there's beautiful woodlands around a lot of Blue Book houses. So if it's a good crisp autumn day, you get out for a walk. If it's not, if the weather doesn't play ball, you can cozy up by an open fire, have, like I said, a nice glass of wine, a gin and tonic, and then a fantastic meal that evening. So yeah, this is the season of the country house. I've always thought that myself. It's when I love going away for a break. And you're getting in the car and you're driving north, south, east or west. So there isn't perhaps the worry of travelling abroad. And you're talking about maybe getting away for a night or two.
Yeah, I mean, totally. I mean, and I think that's what a lot of people are. So I'd imagine it's probably busy now coming into the autumn, is it? I've been booking.
Yeah, it's definitely busy and we're very positive about that. There are challenges with staff. People know that, I think. And again, our guests have been, you know, very good over the summer. They know we've been under pressure. So that remains a challenge for us as an industry. And we're certainly working on that and hoping to attract more people into the industry and have more people return.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to a busy autumn, definitely. Yeah.
And I mean, Christmas, wouldn't it be just amazing if you could do it to have Christmas? I mean, I'm thinking I was in Cayfield Manor for a lovely lunch around Christmas a few years ago.
And, oh my gosh, they do Christmas really well. A lot of our 5-star hotels in Ireland really put on an amazing show. I'm thinking of Glenlow Abbey over in Galway. Big, fantastic Christmas trees. Mm. And I love Christmas, I have to say.
There's only 90 days. I might be wrong on that. Around 90 days left, 92, is it?
I just see all the calendar promotions for advent calendars
shopping
have popped
days.
Up on social media. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Christmas parties are like this year.
And
that's something that we've been discussing among the hoteliers. We're wondering what form they will take this year. I don't have the answer to that yet because we're going to see probably some quite late bookings on it. So that's something. It has been, I guess, 2 Christmases without Christmas parties.
Yeah. I know. People will be chomping. I was at an event during the week, actually. It was a tourist board. It had a lovely event here. And real people in a hotel having real... It was just like... We were like, everyone's so delighted to be back again. You know, it's great. You don't even know what to do or to greet. You know, you're doing this, you're greeting, but it's great to be slowly
it's
getting
like
back
into it.
It's
like you want to hug the person because you haven't seen them for a while, but then you have to do this awkward fist pump or something.
I know. We're not Irish. We're not fist pumpers at all.
No.
It's not our style. So we'll be looking forward to getting rid of that at some stage. What's really lovely as well is, I mean, a lot of people might know it, but you're 47 years. I mean, this is amazing. Like, 47, and I mean, pioneers, like, I guess, famous names like Myrtle Allen were kind of involved as well. But it's an amazing story, like, of the longevity and how it's grown from strength to strength.
Yeah, well, a lot of these, like, if you look at the Park Hotel in Kinmare,
Francis Brennan.
I mean, the park...
Does anyone need the toilet?
The park has been a hotel since, I think, 1897. I'm sure he'll send me a text to correct me if that's wrong.
Yes.
So they've been doing it for quite a while. In the 1970s, Ballymaloe and 11 other of these country houses got together. They formed the Blue Book to promote Ireland and these small country houses overseas, and they headed out to America and they started inviting guests into Ireland. You know, it was the start, I suppose, of tourism.
Yeah.
On the island of Ireland. And Longville House, which was one of those founding members, and Hunter's Hotel, are still in the Blue Book along with Cashel House. And over the years, then we've added other properties have joined the club, including the Park Hotel in Kinmare.
Amazing. And I mean, I know you can't always tell us everything, but I mean, and lots of new things happening, I'm sure, which you can let us know about
right here and now
if you want to.
The park has just done a massive refurb.
Yeah.
During lockdown, they made great use of when they could over lockdown. And it's looking fabulous. I haven't been down. I'm going to try and get down now over the next few weeks. So I'm really interested to see that because the photography looks gorgeous. And other houses as well have used the time. Marfield House in County Wexford.
They've put in these
suites just in the garden, the Duck Pond suites, and they look absolutely gorgeous. So again, all of these properties, they're not standing still, they're evolving, they're looking at what people are looking for and listening to them and then adding those additions to their properties.
Brilliant. And are they always delighted to see you now when you arrive? Or are they like, oh, are they mad dusting before you as you're driving up the drive? I mean, there's obviously a very good sort of monitoring, you know, to keep all the standards and everything like
that. We have a really good relationship with them. I mean, there's ups and downs sometimes.
Yeah, but, yeah.
They get on very well with my husband. They think he's lovely.
Oh, yeah. They're waiting for the spot checks and stuff. Yeah, I guess it's all part of it.
They also monitor each other. Okay, they go and visit each other's properties. They're looking at what each property is doing. They're looking at each other's menus. So there's this constant monitoring, really, of standards.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? That's great. It's lovely to see that, because I remember talking to Kevin Dundon, and he was telling me about, there's just, it's hard to explain it actually, but there, but he was talking about that really, where people go love to go to each other's places and tip each other off and say, I got a great deal on a fridge off this fella there. You know, it's lovely to have that networking thing as a member as well, isn't it?
It is, but you know, I don't like being on a WhatsApp group about mattresses. It's not the most exciting WhatsApp group to be on.
Mattress Mick does a lot of advertising here on Sunshine.
You can get five hoteliers to talk about mattresses for, you know, a good hour solid.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, because being a good night, a good mattress and a good shower, I think, isn't that?
a very
famous travel journalist used to say that's all he ever wanted. The success we were just chatting about there, what does it mean, the likes of course, Ballymaloe, you know, again, we're synonymous with it, but it's very interesting how, I love the way that there's very, they're very humble when you go to these places, even though, you know, some of them would be celebrities or well-known or chefs, or, but you get, I always thought the welcome in a lot of the ones I'd go to, just this fabulous welcome that you get, and there's no airs and graces, even though you could be in a beautiful country house, it's just this lovely, relaxed. If anyone thinks you're going to be in a stuffy environment, not at all. I found myself the opposite. It's just completely, you always feel like you're staying with sort of cousins or something like that.
Oh no, it can be very, very relaxed, a nice relaxed atmosphere. And it is a compliment when somebody picks your hotel. There's lots of hotels that you can select to go away for your weekend. So a lot of our hoteliers, they take it as a compliment that you have picked their place to go for your special weekend. They love doing proposals. Okay, that's one thing. If somebody, a couple, picks their hotel to do the big proposal, that's something they absolutely adore as well. And they love getting involved in proposals in any shape.
Yeah, I remember John Edwards was telling us that, John Edwards was telling me that, and he had a wedding actually around the time that I was there. And he was telling me about that. There's proposals and stuff, isn't that? Of course, some beautiful settings for that as well.
Yeah,
you know, Mount Juliet, I mean, I had a great trip there as well. Kilkenny, of course, Butler House.
Yeah.
Some of those places would just scream proposal at you, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have the gorgeous gardens.
So. Is anyone out there, by the way? I'm still free. Sorry, Michelle, go on.
No, it's okay. Definitely, it's something that we love doing and we have a little bit of fun with it. And it gets very competitive around Valentine's Day with some of the hoteliers to see actually who helped out on the most proposals. I would say some of the more elaborate ones have maybe not worked out sometimes.
Yeah,
you know? So keeping it simple.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a nice bench in a garden.
Like the no hot air balloons taken off.
Yeah. And anything that involves the Irish weather as part of the scene, be careful of that, I would say.
Yes, of course. Very good. We're going to touch a little bit. You were talking there about America and, of course, France as earlier, but we'll talk a little bit about the US market after. Your second music choice that you've picked for this evening, Michelle, is very nice. Now, a very Irish choice this you have for your second piece here, Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah, I think so. I've heard this, a number of his songs over the kind of the time we were in lockdown. One of them, Giants, always reminds me of our trip to Northern Ireland.
Very good, lovely. So Dermot Kennedy, Giants.
We used to be giants. When did we stop? Just say the word.
A Taste of Ireland with Ireland's Blue Book, a romantic collection of Irish country house hotels, manor houses, castles and restaurants. Ireland'sBlueBook.com
on Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Indeed.
And you're very welcome back to A Taste of Ireland with my special guest this evening, Michelle Maguire from Ireland's Blue Book. Michelle, that was another lovely piece of music, Dermot Kennedy. I was chatting there about the US earlier when we were saying about the old good old days when Francis was pounding on the travel. I remember he used to talk about he was knocking on the travel agents' doors and there was nothing like the personal touch. The US market, of course, the Blue Book sort of lends itself perfectly to that market, doesn't it? How has that been affected now? You must be delighted, of course, that travel is opening up again from the US.
Yeah, absolutely. We would have a lot of North American visitors to Blue Book houses, especially over the summer months, really from April on. And it's something we've had really since the 1970s or even earlier. I would have been out in America with Francis in and out to those travel agents promoting the island of Ireland. We're hoping to get back on the road overseas again, promoting. It's a slow return, I think, at the moment. And we're really looking at next year and beyond for that, you know, that return of normal numbers of Americans to the island of Ireland.
Yeah, it's funny because when we got into the whole staycation thing, I think here first, because when, you know, when you would in the past have been down in Mount Juliet or you'd have been in, you would have always heard the American accents. Yeah. And I think it wasn't funny, wasn't it really? Because a lot of us got to know each other very well, us Irish people, but you'd miss that. And it's lovely. I've even seen it now a bit coming back already. Because that would be a really big, for going forward for next year, I suppose, it'll be a really big one.
It is, definitely. If you think in practical terms, a lot of us can take a weekend off and go away maybe over to Gregan's Castle over in Clare or head out to Connemara for a long weekend. But in general, we're working Monday to Friday. So where our overseas visitors, they fill those nights in the hotels because they're coming to Ireland, they're coming for 2 weeks holidays or 9 days holidays or whenever. And that's who fills the rooms in our hotels Monday to Friday. So it is really important that we get those visitors back. And we're really hoping that will start to happen next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, they're going to, I think it'll probably come back with the bang. Accessibility, it's great to see the big four. I mean, obviously Aer Lingus, Delta, United and American Airlines. I see lots of positive routes there and things. So it looks good anyway. So that'll be great.
Yeah, it definitely looks good. And we're starting to see the announcement that flights will be returning. I think some to Shannon as well as that gateway city. So it's all very, very positive. Britain is also a great market for us here on the island of Ireland. And especially for our hotels in the southeast, in the sunny southeast of Ireland, we would have traditionally had lots of visitors from the UK coming over, travelling around, staying in our country houses. So we need a return to that as well to fill our businesses that Monday to Friday.
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. And here's hoping that that'll all be really successful again for next year. Just to touch, Michelle, on the restaurants, right? Because, of course, you know, you've got some amazing restaurants. Could you just talk a bit about a few of the ones, I suppose, that people would know? A lot of the ones would be top restaurants like Gilbo's, I guess. Yeah. And then, of course, you've your chapter. A lot of things happening with chapter one. Now we'll be chatting to Ross Lewis next week on the show. But can you just talk about the restaurants a little bit for people?
We're lucky in the Blue Book. We have some fantastic restaurants. And of course, I said to you earlier, people who have vouchers can use their vouchers in any of our restaurants at any stage. In Dublin, we have Chapter One, which is a fantastic restaurant. And there are changes happening there. And you're going to be talking to Ross about that next week. We also have restaurant Patrick Gibo's in the city, in the Merrion Hotel. And that's got 2 Michelin stars. So that's a fantastic property as well. Dax came into the Blue Book just before lockdown.
Wonderful.
Fantastic chef there, Graham Neville. Beautiful menus there at the moment. I just saw them this morning. So if you're looking for getting out in the city for a special treat, I'd really suggest you kind of pick up the Blue Book and have a look and treat yourself to a wonderful night out. And then really remember, we have the restaurants in the hotels all around the country. So you don't necessarily need to be staying. If you're in Limerick, you can dine in Perry Square. If you're in Cork, you can perhaps visit Ballymaloe or Hayfield Manor. And in Kilkenny, we have the fantastic Michelin star restaurant Campania as well.
Oh my goodness, I absolutely love Campania. Wonderful place. Yeah, yeah. Fantastic.
Then if you're outside of Dublin City, we have the Kinsictric in Howth. And they have the casual cafe downstairs, East Cafe, which is lovely as well. If you're maybe out for a walk or a hike and you're doing Howth Hill, then I take a look at the Kinsictric as well.
Wonderful. And I mean, you mentioned there Graham Neville and like Ross Lewis. We have Kevin Dundon. I mean, even the, you know, all the restaurants, even down in Kerry, the Park Hotel, Cahernan, But John Mustard, I mean, I could, John Edward, I could talk about the chefs really all day. It's almost, it's amazing the mix you have there and the quality in terms of who's cooking for you when you yeah. enter into the Blue Book properties, isn't it?
And they've all, many of them have worked with each other as well. So they may have worked in Chapter One and worked in one of the other Blue Book restaurants. So there's a lot of that sharing of knowledge as well. The other property, of course, that we have, that we're very lucky to have Paul Flynn in the tannery, Dungarvan,
Paul
in the
brilliant.
Blue Book as well.
Yeah. And I mean, that's something very, the tannery, of course, again, very, very nice place to go. And the food is incredible there again. He was a great guest on the show a few months ago. But Paul really does some fantastic stuff there. And again, local produce. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's what we're talking about, really, isn't it? People are getting that certain standard of just, I suppose you could say excellence, really, because it is that, you know. I mean, you'd very rarely hear people complaining about any food that they'd get in a property.
It's what we do. It's what we're really passionate about. I'm thinking of Aherne's in Youghal. I mean, if for those who love their seafood, then that's somewhere they should perhaps visit on a weekend away.
For anybody who, I suppose, hasn't tried out the Blue Book properties, if you were to say to them, give us a week, where would you go? Because you've loads of suggestions.
Depends
on your website
on what
anyway.
You want for your weekend yourself.
Yeah.
For one person, it could be going out to Clare Island Lighthouse and staying there for 2 days and getting away from it all. Or maybe a quieter weekend in Connemara, or maybe a weekend hiking in Connemara, staying in Rosslea Manor. For someone else, they want to be in Dublin City, and maybe it's staying in the Wilder or the Merion and going out now the theatres are back. So it's really about picking what's your idea of a fantastic weekend, and if you are treating yourself, put that weekend together. And what suits you and whoever you're going away with it, be a group of friends, be it a sibling, or be it your partner.
What now is the plans, I guess, for the... You're obviously delighted we're getting back to normality again. Again, just new members coming on board, I guess, and growing it steady as she goes.
I think, yeah, we'll be looking at new members for 2022. Again, listening to what our customers are looking for and hopefully making those additions in line with that. We're looking forward to getting out overseas with Tourism Ireland promoting again as well to get more visitors back into our properties for the year ahead.
I mean, things will probably get back to normal again pretty quickly, I guess, once we get into sort of, you know, with all restrictions gone. And but I don't know, Michelle, will things ever kind of get back to what we thought of normal before? It could be a good thing in a way, maybe.
I stopped giving predictions about 16 months ago.
I have to
ago.
Ask these questions, you know. I know sometimes he's asking that question again, you know, but
look,
still, it is, people do actually
I think people
wonder.
Who know more than me that are a lot think that normality does return pretty quickly. Yeah, there's certain things that are going to stay with us. I think there are going to be a legacy of that, of this 18 months.
But I suppose that's one thing about the hospitality and travel in general. I mean, incredibly resilient.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the stories of the wonderful, like, I remember Boatyard Gin and lots of the distilleries, they went into doing hand sanitizers, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And started making more money in some instances.
If there is any positivity to come out of the last 18 months, I think we've all got to know the island of Ireland a lot better. We may have always gone to Connemara or Kerry on holidays, whereas this year we've explored Armagh, we've explored Donegal, we've gone to Northern Ireland, we've gone to Wexford, we've gone to places that we've never gone before, and we've really got to know them. And I think we'll be going back again because we've discovered how fantastic they are. We've discovered how easy it is to travel domestically.
Mm.
You just load everything into the car and off you head, and there's very little hassle. So that's some of the positivity that I'll take from. See, I really found something there, didn't I?
No, absolutely. And it's great. I mean, look, it is great to hear it. And coming in now, as we said, we're coming into Christmas. Really, I think a lot of people will be, you know, spending Christmas. I mean, they're probably all sold out already, are they? Because I know people love to get away for Christmas. And this year in particular, it'll be a nice treat, wouldn't
it? I think there's lots of options for Christmas if you're reconnecting with your friends. A lot of our hotels are doing special afternoon teas.
Mm.
And that's a really nice way. Maybe you may not be able to get a babysitter for the night time, but maybe meet up with some friends for afternoon tea in some of the hotels, or, you know, lunches or dinners, even if you can't get away for that overnight stay.
And Kilkenny, of course, really strong area for the Blue Book, isn't it?
Yeah, there's always something happening in Kilkenny. It's a great city to visit.
Lots of shenanigans.
You have the medieval Mile? Yes, did I get that right on live radio? It's one of those words
it
that's
is.
Kind of
it's
difficult.
Still a mile, yeah.
It's still a mile. We've Butler House in the heart.
Another
of
afternoon tea spot, by the way.
And they were great during lockdown. They did it in the garden. It was actually so innovative and it was great and it really worked well. And then, of course, Mount Juliet in the countryside, Campania in the city as well. So, yeah, Kilkenny is a popular destination. And it's a popular destination because it's a beautiful city and they really welcome people there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They've done some amazing stuff there, I must say. And I really enjoyed Butler House, as I said. They've a wonderful garden with where they grow all these wildflowers which encourage bees to pollinate and stuff. So just lovely things going on there, you know, really enjoyed
it. I think
it.
It's the old Dowager's house from the castle. Is that the mother-in-law's house?
Yeah, and they have Nelson, they have the base of Nelson's column there in the garden as well, all sorts of, you'll be like, wow. But and the medieval, and the museum that they have there, they've done great work on that as well, And your man, of course, Neville, his shenanigans, I mentioned there, his tour is called Shenanigans, his company is Shenanigans.
Oh, very good.
That walk is great as well. Listen, Michelle, I must say, really great to chat to you this evening. And I love what you guys are doing. And the best of luck for the future. And as I said, if anyone now has a Blue Book voucher, they know exactly what to do with it.
Spend it. Spend it over the winter into the spring. Dig it out. Use it. Enjoy it. This is where we should be enjoying ourselves now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, what's your last piece of music this evening? You've gone very fancy on me now.
Yes, I've gone for some Madame Butterfly. I think because I was looking at what's coming up in the Borgos Theatre and for the year ahead, and they've got some opera coming back there, and this is Celine Byrne, and it will be great to see the arts return to have our theatres open, and we should be out there supporting them when they do. So that's
great. And Michelle, just where would people go just if they do want to have a little look at all the properties and everything?
Absolutely, just onto our website, that's irelandsbluebook.com, and take a look and wander around and find your special place to stay.
Very good. Well, Michelle, thanks a million. It's been a pleasure having you on this evening. And I hope I can say this right, un bel di vendremo.
I am not going to correct your Italian.
Thanks a million, Michelle.